A grandmother was walking her grandson along the ocean one day on the beach, and all of a sudden a huge wave came and swept the boy out to sea. The grandmother turned to God and said, "Lord, please save his life. Bring him back to me, and if you do, I will be forever grateful. I'll never again take anything for granted. I will spend the rest of my life. I will never complain. I will praise and thank you for the rest of my life." And all of a sudden, a miraculous wave came and brought the boy back on shore, perfectly healthy. And the grandmother looked up to heaven and said, "What happened to his baseball cap?" Isn't that the case, that we're not as grateful as we should be? We often take the Lord for granted. We sometimes complain. And yet, in today's gospel, one of the main themes is gratitude. It's the story of the 10 lepers, and only one of them came back to thank the Lord. Let's take a look at this passage, Luke chapter 17. It says, "The Lord was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was passing by the region of Samaria and Galilee." It was on the border between these two regions. And there he met a small group of lepers. What's interesting about this particular group of lepers is that it was a sort of a combined group of Jews and Samaritans that had leprosy. Normally they would not associate or talk to one another, but look how suffering brought them together. And they were in the outskirts, because as you know, once somebody was contracted with leprosy, they were a social outcast. They could not go into their own homes. They could not be with their wife, their children, their spouse. They could not go to the synagogue. They could not go to the temple. They were outcasts. They were rejected by society, and they would live in these little colonies on the outskirts of town. And on this occasion, Jesus is outside the village, and it says the 10 lepers came up to him. It says they stood at a distance. See, the law said they had to stay at least 50 yards from any other human being who did not have leprosy. They used to have to ring a bell and shout, "Unclean, unclean," to warn people within 50 yards not to get close to them. And so they shouted and they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then the Lord worked a very unique miracle. He didn't go over to them and place his hands on them and say a prayer over them. He did something different this time. He told them to go to find the priest, to show themselves to the priest. Now, if somebody believed that they were cured of leprosy, they would have to find one of the Jewish priests. The priest would examine them and give them a decree of healing, that they were now cleansed and they no longer had leprosy. Then they could take that document and they could go back home to their family, they could go back to the neighborhood, they could go back to the synagogue and back to the temple. And what do these 10 men do? Well, they obey. They trust. They have great faith in the Lord. And they begin, all 10 of them, begin walking to find the priest. Now they're still covered from head to toe with leprosy. So it says, Scripture tells us, while they were walking on the way, that's when they were cleansed. See, isn't that an interesting story? That Jesus has to tell them what to do. They obey him in great faith and trust. Even though they're still covered with leprosy, Jesus said to go find the priest, and so they do. And it says they were all cleansed. All 10 were cleansed. But then it says, one of them, it says, he realized he had been healed. And that's an interesting word, to realize something. See, we all know we're going to die, right? But when a doctor says you have 10 months to live, then you realize that you're going to die. So we all know that Jesus is present in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, divinity. But do we realize it? If we did, it would change our life if we truly realized that the Lord was there. Yes, we believe He's there, but do we realize that He's there? So we need to take our faith a level deeper and to realize the beauty of the sacraments, of what happens in baptism, what happens in confession, what happens in Holy Communion. So we need to realize these things, not just know it intellectually, but let it sink in. And so this leper realized he had been healed, and it says, instead of going off to join his family and go back to society and go back home to spouse and children, it says he decided to say thanks. He decided to go back. And he goes all the way back and he finds Jesus, and it says he glorifies God in a loud voice and he falls at the feet of Jesus. It says, and he thanked him. And it says, interestingly enough, and this man was a Samaritan. He was a foreigner. He was considered a heretic, an outcast. And yet he was the one who came back to thank the Lord. And then the Lord says something interesting. He says, where are the other nine? They all were healed, as you know. All 10 were healed, but only one came back. 1 out of 10. 10% came back to thank the Lord. The other 90 went off on their own and went back to their families, but they did not come back to thank the Lord. So it says, has no one returned to give thanks but this foreigner? Then he says to the man, your faith has saved you. And so what a beautiful story this is. But we also have to ask ourselves, are we in that 10%? I think we are, obviously, because we're here at Mass on Sunday morning. And one of the reasons why we come to Mass every Sunday is to obviously to worship God, adore God, praise Him, ask for what we need, but also to thank Him. It's the most beautiful way we could ever give our thanks to God is by coming to Mass. Because the Mass itself is the great act of thanksgiving where Jesus offers Himself to the Father. The very word Eucharist comes from the Greek word which means to give thanks. So the Eucharist is our thanksgiving. So the best way we can thank God in our life for any of our blessings, whether it be spiritual, physical, emotional, material, when we thank God for the gift of life, the gift of our faith, the gift of our family and friends, the gift of our health, is to come to Mass and to offer our Masses in thanksgiving for what the Lord has given us. So that's really the main message of today's Gospel, to not be part of that 90% who never come back to thank the Lord, but to be part of that 10% to come back to thank the Lord. We need to realize, and really not just know, but to realize the great gift that God has given us. One gift, of course, is confession. That's such a gift that we have as Catholics. In fact, when we go to confession, we do what the Lord tells us in today's Gospel. Go and present yourselves to the priests. And then we are made cleansed through the words of absolution, which means a washing away of our sin. As you know, sin is spiritual leprosy. Sin is ugly. It makes us displeasing in the eyes of God, especially mortal sin. But when we go to confession, we repent, we present ourselves to the priest. God gives us forgiveness through the priest, as He tells us in Scripture. Whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you hold bound are held bound. Jesus said that. He told the apostles. He gave them the power to absolve sins. And He heals us. And so we are washed clean every time we go to confession. So we should realize we have this tremendous gift. The gift of being able to go to confession, to be cleansed, to be healed of our sins. And then we go to Mass and we unite ourselves with the Lord and offer Him thanksgiving for all the blessings He has given us. God bless you.